ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. Food waste contributes to around 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions. An average Irish household spends €700 a year on wasted food. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that Ireland generated 753,000 tonnes of food waste in 2021. While households were responsible for the most food waste, the restaurant and food services generated 189,000 tonnes of food waste in the same year, making up a quarter of all food waste in the country. This week, we speak to Jamie Crummy, the founder of Too Good To Go, a mobile app specialising in connecting customers with unsold goods and food from restaurants, shops and more. Jamie, could you tell our listeners a little bit about what Too Good To Go is?
So Too Good To Go is a social impact company which is all about addressing food waste. And at the heart of our organisation is our app, which essentially is a marketplace for surplus food. So we connect individuals with businesses who have food that would otherwise have been thrown away. So you can log on to the Too Good To Go app and rescue a meal from one of our partnering businesses. So that could be, you know, like a local butcher's, it could be a greengrocer, a supermarket, or even a coffee shop. So you pay a reduced price and collect food which would otherwise have gone to waste.
Where did the idea really come from? Because it's something that's got a lot more popular across the country here. But where did it really originate from?
Yeah, it's certainly got more popular around Ireland, which is fantastic to see. I mean, we've rescued over 500,000 meals in Ireland alone. So that's a great shout out to all the amazing businesses and people who've been using the app in Ireland. But for me, the concept really came from the issue of food waste itself. You know, 40% of the food that we produce globally ends up being wasted. So myself and my co-founders, you know, we got together to really develop a solution which could ensure that food could be, you know, eaten and enjoyed before it hit the bin in the first place.
And you touched on it briefly just there earlier on. What sort of food, what sort of restaurants could people expect if they don't have the app yet, but they are intrigued and want to find out more?
Well, I'd encourage everyone to download the Too Good To Go app. And, you know, you can see a whole sort of eclectic mix of different food businesses on the platform itself. So anything from James Whelan Butchers to Aldi supermarkets, to Starbucks and Cafe Nero's, to sort of Rolling Donut and Auntie Anne's or Fresh and Spas, and a whole host of like other independent businesses as well.
How vital is it that all of us across the globe start to take action and really reduce food waste?
It certainly is. I mean, yeah, given in a cost of living crisis as well, it can be very, you know, hard for us to see all of this food being thrown away. So using Too Good To Go is a way in which, you know, we can help mitigate some of the impact of the cost of living crisis, but also in a climate crisis as well. It's a very easy and simple thing that we can do to do something positive for the planet. Now, food waste itself accounts for 10% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, meaning that if food waste was a country, you know, it would be the third largest greenhouse gas emitter after the US and China. So it really is a great thing that we can do as individuals. And in fact, you know, reducing food waste is seen by many scientists as the number one solution that we as individuals can take in the climate crisis.
And because of them reasons there, were restaurants, butchers, shops very keen to come on board with you guys? Or was it difficult from a business standpoint to really get everyone in and involved with this at the beginning?
The overwhelming feedback from businesses has been hugely positive. You know, what we've been able to do is, you know, develop a solution which enables businesses to recover many of those sunk costs involved with throwing food away, but also, you know, attract new customers and do something positive themselves from an environmental perspective. You know, that being said, you know, we're always wanting more businesses to come and join the platform and be able to, you know, ensure that none of their great food has to go to waste.
Jamie, it's something that's really taken off over the last while. You've had a rapid progression, I think it's safe to say. But if I was to ask you maybe in the next 5 to 10 years, where would you like to see Too Good To Go?
Yeah, really great question. And for us, what that really looks like is just been growing as a business, and more people are involved in addressing food waste on a day-to-day basis. So that means more people looking at how they can reduce food waste within their own daily lives, but also more businesses joining the platform as well, so that we can, you know, collaboratively start addressing the food waste crisis at scale.
When food decomposes in landfills, it produces methane, a potent greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. By 2030, the Irish government planned to reduce food waste by 50%. But without buy-in from everyone, this target will be tough to reach.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.